Good morning, Tanisha. Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Tanisha.
Good morning,
Tanisha.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Beverly.
Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Bernice.
Hey, Bernice, good morning.
Good morning, Bernice.
Family, it is I'm an hour ahead of you guys. Let me back up. It is 6:07, and before I pass the call to the announcer, we had one spoken prayer request from Gwen, who asked if we can lift her up concerning her job. I thank you all for allowing me to greet you. I now pass the call to the announcer. Have a good day.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your hostess for today, Valuable Valacita. Welcome to Declare Victory. We are happy to have you here with us, and we know that you're going to be blessed. There are no new prayer requests from the application. The order of the call is as follows. Scripture will be read by Jamila, declaration by Marcus, praying first is Bernice, praying second is Moni. I will repeat the order. Scripture will be read by Jamila, declaration by Mark, praying first is Bernice, praying second is Moni. Please do not forget to mute your line by pressing your standard mute feature. I now pass the call to Jamila.
Good morning. Today's scripture is from the Book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 37 to 39. The Amplified Bible. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart with remorse and anxiety. And they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Brother, what are we to do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, change your old ways of thinking, turn from your sinful ways, accept this and follow Jesus as the Messiah, and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, because of the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise of the Holy Spirit is for you and your children and for all who are far away, including the Gentiles, as many as the Lord our God called to himself." May God continue to enlighten us through his word. I pass the call.
Amen. Thank you so much for that scripture. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Great. Good morning. Great morning. God morning. It's great to hear everyone on the call again. This is your brother Marcus, and I am excited to share on today what God has given me. It's different because I'm sharing on a Wednesday, not usually. But nevertheless, God speaks, and we hear. So I just want to encourage you, if you would take a moment to just remember to mute your line. Take a moment and check and make sure that your line is muted so that it does not disturb the flow of the call, either using your standard feature. I don't know if a star six still works, but whatever you can do to mute your line and make sure that you can hear clearly and tune in to what is being said today. Because oftentimes I know we get on the call and then we start just doing a bunch of other things and we're not really hearing it, but I hope you hear this. Ironically, the title of my declaration today is, "Did you hear that? Did you hear that?" Most people, unless their hearing is impaired, they have a sense of hearing, right? I believe that everyone on this line right now can hear, or you would not be on this call right now. And I'm not saying that in a slandering type of way. I mean, it's just a fact. I mean, let's break down this word "hear" right quick. There are three aspects, of this verb. So hear, be told or informed of, as in, I heard that the TV show was good. There's also the aspect of be aware of, know of the existence of, as in, I've never heard of that place, or I never heard of a certain person. And then there is perceive with the ear, the sound made by someone or something, as in, I can hear the bells ringing. In Romans 10 and 17, there are four words that read, so faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Our ears are designed perfectly with the ability to hear other people and to hear what is going on around us or our environment. For the most part, though, we have flaws in our hearing. We don't always hear everything, and some of us have very strong hearing issues. The thing about us being flawed is that there are assistive devices that can help us with our inability to hear things well. For example, we have volume buttons on our phones to make sounds louder, mute buttons so that we don't disturb the flow of the call, that way everyone can hear, and even things like dictation that we can use so that it will type out what we hear. And here's the thing I really want to put in your spirit. Think on this for a moment. For the most part, when God speaks, you don't hear it with your ears. I think that's worth repeating. For the most part, when God speaks, you don't hear it with your ears. You actually hear it or you sense it in your heart, soul, spirit, or even with your eyes. What? Yes. Even with your eyes, you see something, and then you hear God. It kind of makes what Paul says in Romans seem a little confusing. What's even more problematic is that we hear more with our ears now in this generation than any other in human history. We have CDs, DVDs, radios, phones, tablets, computers, and with some of those devices, we can hear things through YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, video chat. We are overloaded with sounds every single day, which means now we have many more Christian outlets, more now than ever before. So many different ways we can hear the sound of the gospel. But with all of the different outlets of sound, more gospel radio, more Christian videos, more Christian TV shows, and yet we have more divorces, more teenage pregnancy, more racism, more gang violence, and more people quitting the faith. This almost suggests that something is wrong with the frequency or the sound. As Hebrews 11:1 says, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Many people talk like believers, but their lives are not carrying the evidence of the faith they talk of. We now have a generation who are excited about the sound of faith without looking for the substance of faith. I heard a pastor talk about this in a sermon. He began to talk about Helen Keller, who became blind and deaf without being able to talk at 2 years of age. She became a monument of faith without the ability to hear. She said, when I was listening to someone talking, I put my fingers on their lips, and based on how their lips moved, it suggested how much substance was coming from them with no sound. And so he asked the question that I want to pose to you today. If God traced the movement of your lips from today, from the moment you woke up to the moment you got back from all your errands, work, and other dealings, how much substance would he be able to say came out from your lips? We should be like Helen Keller and not get so caught up with the sound of things, but become more intrigued by the substance that comes from whatever it is we are hearing. So when we become mature in the faith, it doesn't really matter who the messenger is, because my focus is on the substance that is coming from the messenger. When you begin to use this kind of thinking, God can speak to you through your children, through someone drunk, through a TV show, through your boss at work, all because you are ready and willing to receive the substance and not just the sound. A preacher once said, you don't have to argue about the condition of the trumpet if it still blows. Nobody talks about the rust on the tip of Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet because all they knew is what came out of it. Nobody brings up the condition of the guitar that Jimi Hendrix played, nor did they talk about the scratches on the side of it from the times he may have mishandled it. All they knew was when he picked it up and strummed it, the sound still came out. The trumpet and the guitar that these two play are not mentioned, but we talk about how great these players were because those instruments were just vessels for the player to play through. So, yes, your pastor may have some dents. Your children may have some scratches. And, yes, that junk man may be scarred, but when God gets ready to talk to you, he uses whatever he needs to use to get the sound and substance to you. Let me just make a side note here. I don't know if you notice or remember, but remember in the beginning of this declaration, I talked about how there are three aspects of hear, right? There is to be told or informed of. There is to be aware of, like you heard of a place or a person, and then there's to perceive with the ears the sound made, right? You mean you heard it yourself. I don't know about anyone else, but I don't need to hear something from someone else. And if it's true, and if we believe that scripture, Romans 10 and 17, the first four words says faith comes by hearing, then we have to know that our faith cannot be dictated by what we hear from somebody else. I don't need to hear from you that God is good. I know for myself because I heard him talk to me. I don't need someone else to tell me about how good that steak was. I can find out for myself. I don't need someone else to tell me what God said. It makes no difference to go. I mean, it's great to hear from other people what God can do and what God is saying in this generation. But when you hear it for yourself, when you hear the substance for yourself, when you hear the sound for yourself, it makes a huge difference. And we are living in a society when people need to hear God's voice for themselves. So here's the important thing you need to note, that if you're not looking for substance, then the enemy can just alter the sound and you will miss the substance or miss what God is trying to say to you. This is why it's super important to mute your line and not allow the enemy to use you to alter the sound on this call. Someone's deliverance is tied up in the substance coming from the declarer. It's not the declarer, it's God speaking through the declarer. And when God is trying to get some substance to those listening on the call, and you come in the middle of the call snoring and ordering pancakes, it disturbs the flow, and now someone is vexed in their spirit because they heard you being a hindrance and not a blessing. Now, dealing with this subject of sound, let me be clear about something. It's been said that the human ear is capable of hearing, hear this, is capable of hearing most sounds in a frequency of about 23,000 hertz, okay? The human ear is capable of hearing sounds, most sounds, in a frequency of about 20,000 hertz, right? All right, you understand that. Now, most of us don't know what hertz is, but just let me compare it like this. What's most ironic is that a dog can hear at a frequency of so much higher than that. Dog can hear at a frequency so much higher than that. It's interesting to note that researchers say that a dog can tell the difference, hear this, between their owner's footsteps and a stranger's. Now, this makes sense now why when their owner is a block or two away, that dog gets excited because its owner is on the way. Even more so, a bird is said to have better hearing than humans. Birds are able to hear a wider range of sounds than humans. Bird hearing has better resolution, hear this, than human hearing, so they hear much more detail. Now, here's what I find fascinating. Birds hear faster. That is, they can hear much shorter notes than you can. Humans can process sounds in bytes by about 1/20th of a second long. but birds can distinguish notes up to 1/200th of a second. This means where we hear only one sound, a bird may hear as many as 10 separate notes. So if dogs and birds have better hearing, then dogs and birds should exercise better faith. If that's the case, if having faith was only about sound, then my dog and my bird should be more faithful than I am. So I can be outside of mom's apartment, and the bird senses we are there before we even put the key in the door. So the bird starts chirping. Okay, what are you talking about, Brother Marcus? Here's what I'm saying. So since we are believers, we should not wait until God shows up or my blessing gets to me. I should already be praising God, knowing that before my blessing gets to me, it's already on the way. Did you hear that? My financial breakthrough is coming. Did you hear that? My healing is on the way. Somebody listening to me right now is believing God for a miracle or a victory. The thing you need to understand is that I'm not the only one that can declare victory. You declare it based on what you see God doing and the substance that is coming from the mouth of the person speaking to you. When God speaks, listen for the substance. That means I shouldn't be praying the same prayer in 2 weeks. I need to put a praise on it. I need to put some faith on it. This is what it means to exercise your faith. I hear God. I say what he said, and then I act on it. I start doing things in advance for what he's already said is going to happen, for what he already spoke. I heard the declaration. I heard the message. I heard the sermon. I seen something, and then God spoke to my spirit, and then my spirit makes my body do something. My spirit ignites my mind to do something with what I heard. It's time out for us being on the call and hearing a great word and discussing it. That's great. All those things are great. We hear it. We discuss it. But when are we going to walk it out? When are we going to live it out? When are we going to do it? When are we going to put it to action? When are we going to stop talking about it? I don't mean to talk at you right now. I'm actually talking to myself as I'm talking to you. Marcus, when are you going to get up from where God has spoken to you and do what you know you are supposed to do? When are you going to write the book? When are you going to write the song? I know it's tough and it's hard, and I know some things are challenging, but what great thing can ever be accomplished without challenges? When are you going to save the money? When are you going to set aside the time to spend time with your spouse? When are you going to set aside the time to spend time with your children? You already know that God said this is what needs to be done. You hear things in your spirit. Your spirit is vexed by certain things. When are you going to get up and do something about what you heard? You heard it. You heard the word. You heard God speak. Your spirit has been touched. Your spirit has been moved by what has been spoken. But it's time out for us shouting in church and running around the pews and doing our best dance. And yet we're complaining about the weight we have and won't take the time to go to the gym to work out what we're complaining about that's on our bodies. I'm talking to myself, y'all. If this has nothing to do with you, then just praise God for me, because I believe that anybody else that's hearing me, if you're connecting with this, then right now you're already praising God, because you know that this word is for you. You know that what I'm saying is for you as well. God is saying it's time out for us just hearing it and hearing it from someone else, hearing what God can do from someone else. It's time to get the word for yourself. Listen for substance. I challenge you today that as you go through your day, that as you go through your life today, start today. Take it one day at a time. As you go through your carryings on or whatever you have to do, your errands and your business and working or whatever you're doing today, I challenge you to listen for the substance. Don't just listen with your ears. because our ears can be flawed. But listen, listen with a sense in your spirit. Listen for what can be heard. You know, I've been having a challenge with writing music lately. I've been having a challenge with writing some songs. I'm sharing this because I believe this is going to help somebody. I've written songs, and I've, you know, made a CD, and, you know, that album was made about back in 2007. Here we are 10 years later, and it's been time to make another album. And for some reason, every time I get to the studio, every time I get ready to write, set aside time, quiet everything, it doesn't seem to come out the way I'm expecting. And maybe that's part of it. But here's what I did realize. What I started to do is turn off every other sound that I'm hearing. I've been successful the past couple days as I've not been listening to any other music, so I can hear specifically the music that's in my spirit. How many of us on this call, under the sound of my voice, your creativity or your ability to move in what God said has been hindered by all the other sounds that are around you, and you've been finding it hard for you to move forward in the faith of what you've heard and the substance of what God has placed in your spirit because of all the other sounds around you? It's time, I believe, that some of us need to quiet some of the other sounds around us so that we can hear what's in our own spirit. We are cluttered by every other sound, by every other thing that is happening around us, and we need to take the time to quiet those voices that are speaking doubt around us, to quiet those things. And they might not even realize that they're speaking doubt. They may not even realize they're being used by Satan. They may not even realize that the enemy is using them. But you know in your spirit, because you know what God said, and every time you hear them speak, it vexes your spirit. Every time you hear a certain thing, every time you see a certain thing, it vexes you, it bothers you, it troubles you. And if that's the truth, it's time. I don't know how, I don't know what you need to do, but it's time that we quiet those sounds that are disturbing the flow of what God wants to do to elevate our faith. Let me also add this scripture. Faith without works is dead. So we hear the sound. Faith comes by hearing. We hear it. We get the faith by what we hear. We listen for the substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And then faith without works is dead. So if we don't do anything, then our faith will never become an action. Am I talking to somebody today? I hope you are being encouraged by what's being spoken. I am. I am not just excited, but I am ignited. And that's what I hope. That's my prayer, is that you are ignited today. Don't just get excited. Anybody can get excited. Animals get excited. Children get excited. But mature people in the faith, we don't just get excited. We get ignited. We get lit on fire. That's the true meaning of lit. I get lit. It needs to get lit. We need to get lit to the point to where what we hear makes us want to do something. So I hope you heard that. Did you hear that? Did you hear what God is saying? It's something your spirit inspired and ignited. I pray that it was. I pray that it is. And I pray this is not temporary. I pray this is a permanent shaking in your spirit, a permanent shaking in your soul to your core to get you to move. God bless you as I pass the call to the first prayer warrior.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we come once again to establish our legal right, and we declare victory. We declare a shaking. We come in the name of our resurrected Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Heavenly Father, we gather here and we come into agreement in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus. Where two or more gathered, there you shall surely be. And anything we agree upon as touching you will surely do. Your word tells us that if there is anything that is not forgiven, that it should be dealt with before praying. Therefore, we release now any anger, bad feelings, resentment, or any other wrong attitudes before you right now. We lay at your feet and we release and forgive those who have wronged us. Father in heaven, we pray that the anointing of each intercessor that comes behind me and that will come tomorrow and the days after, I pray that those intercessors break yokes, that burdens are lifted and healing is manifested, for the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous avails much. Lord God Almighty, we give you praise and glory. We welcome you to this place of intercession, for this is the day that you made, and we are rejoicing in it, and we are glad. We thank you for today's declaration. Did you hear that? Faith comes by hearing. When God speaks, we hear it or sense it or see it. What about the substance? Listen for it and turn off every other sound. Spirit of the living God, I welcome you and acknowledge your presence. Think for me. Use my mouth to speak what you will. Anoint me to pray your will, your way, confirming your word with signs and wonders. Break the spirit of indifference and only allow us to hear you and not the stranger. Take us to the next level. Walk us into the newness of things to come. Let the love you are be the love we know and the love that we give to one another. Jehovah Rapha, our God who heals, our declared victory family and friends need you. Josiah needs your hand, and we come for your healing power. Break the chains that bind us. Release us from fear so that the physical healing can take place. Father of abundance, Jehovah Jireh, I ask in the name of Jesus that you care for and bless Dion and her entire family, for her service, for all that she does. I ask that you would provide for Gwen on her job. She needs you. Bless her, Lord. You know her needs and the needs of the Declare Victory family and their families on their jobs, finances, their health, your protection. We thank you for it and we love you. Spirit of the living God, we declare victory over our enemies. God of peace, your word tells us to pray for our enemies, even to love them. Holy Spirit, we need your help, for it is hard for us to do this on our own. Give us daily what to say, what to pray for, what to seek. We thank you, Father. When we seek you, we know that all things are working together for the good of those who love you and are called. But we pray right now for those who seek our destruction, who seek to destroy our civilization, our culture, our faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, expose their plans and bring them to justice. Let someone or some event show them your love. Show them that they serve a God who is not personal, that never says he loves them, wants them to die for him. But I ask that you give them glimpses of you and your glory. Send laborers in, protected by the blood of Jesus. Plant seeds in their heart and allow them to see you in us and be awed by the power of love so that they may be and want a relationship with you, Father in heaven. Forgive them. Rescue them from the dominion of darkness and bring them into the kingdom of the Son. He, the Father, loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Make known to them your glorious riches through the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We declare victory for our unsaved loved ones. In faith we come. believing your word that says you desire that all men be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So we bring our unsaved loved ones to you today. We bring them before you. We lift them up to you. We break the power of Satan from his assignment and activities in our unsaved loved ones' lives. Now, Satan, while he is bound, we ask you to send forth the perfect laborers to share the good news of the gospel in such a way that they will listen and understand it, that they will know that substance. As the truth is ministered, we believe they will open their eyes to the gospel, come out of the snare of the devil, and make Jesus Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Fill them with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. As we intercede on their behalf, we believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is activated. And from this moment on, we shall praise and thank you. And we're confident that you're watching over your word to perform it in all that we ask for and all of the prayers that go forth today. It will not return unto you void. It will accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereto it was sent. Therefore, our confession of faith is God has begun a good work in their lives, and he will perform it and bring it to full completion until the day of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we declare victory for our families, our children, and for marriages. And for this reason, we bow down on our knees before the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We pray that according to the riches of your glory, we might be strengthened with the power to raise our families, raise up the marriage covenant, lifting the family up through your spirit in our inner man. We pray that Christ may dwell in all of our hearts through faith, and that being rooted and grounded in love, we may be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth, the length, the depth, and height of love, of the love in Christ. And we will know by experience the love that surpasses all understanding, that our households may be filled with the very fullness of God. Father, we thank you for the marriage covenant. We thank you, O Father, that they be lifted up, that they understand you and your covenant, that they understand what it is to be a husband. She who finds a wife finds a good thing. But she, Father, I ask that she is the virtuous woman and that she is priced far above rubies, and the heart of her husband will safely trust in her. I just thank you for it. We thank you together. We lift up your name, O Father. In the name of Jesus, we glorify and magnify your name. We declare victory for our children based on Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Elohim, Creator, mighty and strong, we invite you right now into this place, and we ask for your anointed spirit to rest on our children. As we send them out into this world today, we pray that you help us to equip them with ready feet for peace, the belt of truth firmly worn, and the breastplate of righteousness to help them do the right thing in your eyes. Father, we ask for our children to be firmly protected in their armor with the shield of faith, helping our children ward off the enemy's flaming arrows, that they may have faith in the unseen, which is you. Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection around our children, our children's children, and our children's children. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We love you, Lord. You're great and mighty. And because of our children, we know that they are our future, that they are going to lead us in years to come, in times to come, Father. And I ask that as children, they would be engaged in you, that your presence guide them and your warrior angels fight for them. We pray in your name that when our children open their mouths, they will boldly and fearlessly proclaim the mystery of the gospel, and that they will be protected by your armor as they witness for you in this time. Lord, your word says that you pour water out to quench our thirst and to water dry fields, and that you would pour out your spirit on our offspring and your blessings on our children. And I ask that you would pray that you would pour out your spirit in their schools, that their anointing follow them. Not only does it touch them at home, but at school, and that they would be able to minister, and even not just by even speaking, but by other students watching, quench their thirst, for you give them the desire to quench their thirst continually in you. Protect them with your hand today. El Shaddai, God Almighty, protect us. Preserve our children from violent men and violent women who plan evil things in their hearts and stir up wars continually. They make their tongues sting like a snake, and under their lips is the venom of vipers. Give us discernment over these wicked people who don't know you. Father God, we ask you to guard us from the hands of the wicked and from those who plan to ensnare our children in their nets. Help them to be alert and aware of all things. Take away the cell phones as they're walking. Take away those players that cause them to not be attentive to their surroundings, oh God. And I thank you for it. Father, we have made your dwelling place this place. You, the Most High, who is our refuge. We trust that because of this, no evil will be allowed to befall us and our children. No plague can come near our home, for you will command your angels concerning us to guard our families. It is your word that says, on their hands they will bear me up, lest I strike my foot against a stone. I will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent. We will trample underfoot. As a mother, as a father of your children, we rest upon your promise that says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. And as I prepare to pass the call, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your anointing will fall fresh on Moni. I thank you, Father God, that she will minister deliverance and that she will be able to lift up your people in all things and all her ways, oh Father. I thank you in the name of Jesus as I pass the call.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you're with us today. God, we thirst for you, and that's why we have come. We've come to the river. I've come to you because we're hungry. Some of us are weary. Some of us are needy. So we have come, God. We have come to taste and see that you are good. And we lay down our burdens right now. We lay them down to receive from you, God. You know what they are. Some of them weren't spoken. Some of them are hidden. They're hidden in our very hearts because you've created us to endure. So we therefore hold on to them because we don't know any better. We hold on to them and we don't speak them out into the atmosphere. We don't expose them for what they are, God. We look around them. We look over them and we don't ever address them. We don't realize, though, that manifests, God. So God, we pray right now that you have your way in us. God, silence the voice of the enemy and silence our own insecure voice, God, so that we can hear only your voice. God, don't let us look at the circumstances around us. Don't let us waste time because time is precious. We're not promised tomorrow. We need to be made to be effective today, God, and we can't have anything holding us down. We can't have any burdens on us. God, we can't even hold on to hate, God.
We can't even hold on to depression. We can't hold on to nothing that is not of you because it hinders our walk with you. It hinders us being effective and furthering the kingdom for you because that's all that matters right now. That's all that matters. Our bills, our PG&E bills, nothing matters more than you and your happiness with us. God, let us grasp that right now and understand that we have got to be in kingdom business every day. And as we stop magnifying our own worries and stop magnifying our own burdens and hardships, you miraculously remove them. You do. We just don't see it. We don't see it. But you do, God, because you love us. You called us, each one of us out. You ordained us. You have plans for our life. We're the chosen. We're the chosen generation, God. Let us understand that right this moment and never be the same again. Let us be transformed from the inside out right now, God. We have come to be fed by you, God. We have come to be directed by you, God. Let us understand that. Let us hear only your voice, God, and your will for our life, God. Let us understand the power that we have to shut the mouth of the enemy simply by saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan." It's as easy as that, God. Let us remember that and walk in the fullness and the calling that you have for us today. Let us walk and feel the freedom because there really is freedom. Some of us don't ever tap into that freedom. We don't ever really realize it. But if we place you first, God, all things are going to fall into place. Let us remember that today and be a changed vessel today, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And God, in continuing in prayer, God, I pray right now for the United States, our president, lawmakers in Congress, state and local governments, all of them, God, all of them. We stand united right now on the call, God, with our authority in Christ and the power of his word. We speak to the snakes who are creating havoc in hidden places, who have strategies, they have assignments, death assignments from the enemy, directly from the enemy. But we say today, together, in unity, we say no more. No more. And we're cutting you off at the neck. We're cutting the snakes off at the neck. And we're praying heaven down. That's what we're doing. We're praying heaven down on earth. And we're praying your perfect love. Your perfect love that's powered by the one who's perfect. And that's Jesus. Jesus Messiah. That's what we're praying today, in love. And Lord, I lift up all the pastors represented on the call. Thank you for their servant heart. Keep them from losing heart. Keep them for each and every one of them on that pastor's list that we have created, God. Keep them from losing heart. When ministry gets tough, help them prove faithful with you. The things that you have entrusted in them, teach them your ways so that they find favor with you as they lead us, their flock, as they lead us on your behalf. Keep them open and honest before you and help them to represent the truth and understand that they are in this world but not of this world. God, don't let them fall to the things of this world and be deceived in any way, shape, or form. Help them to always seek your direction in life and the life of the church. I pray for their complete faithfulness in everything so that they make your church what you want it to be. Thank you, Father God. And I pray right now, God, Father God, for our Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, our political and military leaders which seek peaceful settlement, to any and all local and international disputes. God, preserve the members of the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, Air Force, all of them, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, help the families of the men and women in the armed forces to cope with the daily challenges in the absence of their loved ones, and give them all peace while rewarding them at the same time for their service. And this is for both active and veterans, God. Both of them, God. Give them courage, hope, strength, yes, and even prosperity, God. I ask those specific things for them today. And God, preserve our homeland from terrorism and violence, both from abroad and which comes from our very own cities, the violence that comes from our very own neighborhoods, from our very own backyards, God. I pray for harmony and peace, those two specific things to blanket, to just blanket this earth with it, Father God, that the hearts of all men and women would be moved to pursue true peace and justice, that violence may be overcome by peace, and that the weapons of destruction be transformed into tools of justice, and hate give way to true charity, God, to just true charity. Let there be more love. We invite the spirit of love, the very spirit of love himself, to earth. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that these things that we've asked, God, we believe. We believe together as one body that you're going to provide. You've heard everything on this call today, both spoken and unspoken, God, and we believe, we just simply believe right now that you're going to come through and you're going to provide. And God, as we corporately prepare to display our faith and obedience to you, we welcome you. We welcome you to release your power and presence and victory in our situations today. Those that I just said, those spoken and unspoken, the ones we hide inside, the ones that we're too afraid to speak up about because we can't open up our mouth, because the enemy has silenced us, those that we're too embarrassed to speak about. God, we know that you bring healing power. We know that today we're going to use the power that you've invested in us to silence the enemy, to silence the voice of the enemy, as well as silencing our own insecure voice, so that we can prosper in you and we can hear you and you can feed us. Thank you, God, for feeding us. We thirst for you. And God, we take our phones off of mute right now, and we welcome the Holy Spirit to receive unto him us, to receive us. We welcome right now an explosion of your faithfulness working through us to bring healing to the body. Come together as one. Spirit, have your way right now. Have your way in each and every one of us that are opening up our mouths, and for those that can't open their mouths, God, that can only hear for one reason or another, God, we pray right now that you include them right now, God, that you lead all of us, that each and every one of us will be praying, God, we can leave it today.
The world needs to be praying.
Thank you, Lord. Celebrate you, Father.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
God, as we close today, God, we give you all the honor that you deserve. You deserve it. You deserve it, God. Thank you. Thank you for another day. Another day that you have given us to get it right. One more day. We woke up for a reason. And God, we're going to seek that reason today. May you bless each person. Bless each person today, God, that took the time. That took the time to reach out for you. To reach out. To extend their hand and reach out. And to gather here today. To drink of the living water that flows from your throne. May your hand of protection be on them. And all that was accomplished today and asked for today on the call and sought after today, God, on the call today, we just use it for your glory, God. That's all I say is simply use it for your glory. We love you and we thank you and we seal all of this with the blood of Jesus in your Son's holy name, I pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. As I pass the call.
Amen. Hello and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is JC. I am your hostess. I hope you have been blessed by the call. Were there any first-time visitors that did not get to say hello and would like to do so? Is there anyone that joined the call late and did not get to say hello and would like to do so now?
Yeah, what's up, fam?
Hey, Brother Eric. Good morning.
Hi, baby. Good morning, JC. Good morning, family. This is Pam.
Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Good morning, Prayer Warriors. This is Gail.
Hey, Gail. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Shark Fam.
Morning.
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Hey, Dondria. Good morning. Dondria.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Sinai J.
Good morning, Sinai J.
Good morning, it's Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
Anyone else? Okay, well, we hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is the Love, Life, and Victory discussion on today's declaration. I thank you. You guys have a blessed day. I now pass the call to Brother Marcus.
Well, unfortunately. Oh, yay.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 seriously, seriously.
No, no, no. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
You bet. You bet. I'll be in and out, you all, because this is my time with my kids, but I'll be in and out with you all. So I'm here.
Okay, do this. Jump start it, and I'll pick it up, just so we can hear your tone. Just set the code.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess we'll set it off like this. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. So good morning, everyone. Once again, happy Wednesday. I don't know about you, but I was driving to go pick up Demaria, honey. I wanted to jump out of the car, get out on the freeway, and take off running. My faith was absolutely ignited. Marcus, it was so good to hear the texture of your sound. I heard a different authority this morning. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that?
And just let me clarify where I am. You come to a point where you get sick and tired the enemy tricking you. You get sick and tired of being complacent sick and tired of being in the same spot over and over and over, or not making any progress. And so you have to get indignant about where you want to go and where you see yourself going. And so this is where I am, and this is where I'm living. So that's what you heard.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And it sounded like you tired of being tired. It sounded like you were tired of settling. Sounded like, you know, and ironically, and I just want to bring this to the attention of the victors. You notice that, was it last week, or it was Monday, or one of these days, I don't know, maybe Friday, that we did Pastor Lavelle's teaching, and it mentioned Helen Keller, and I know Marcus wasn't available, so he didn't hear that. But if you pay attention to the synchronicity of the Holy Spirit, and you hear that he aligns things so that we are all clear and on one accord, it'll start to help you get a different type of traction, because you see the rhythm. The Holy Spirit has a sound and a rhythm. So I was excited about what it is that you said about feeling the vibrations of the weight of what somebody says, the substance of what somebody says, and how they operate and the difference. And again, we are so sensitive to sound here on the call. You know, I hear with my eyes more than I hear with my ears. Y'all know I'm a watchman. Juliet, catch it. Catch it. Did anybody get anything from the declaration? Because he got me juiced, so I could just ramble right up and through here with excitement. But did anybody get anything from the declaration? And you'd like to share, anybody?
Hey, Dion, this is Bubbly. I just got off the BART, and all like my phrases, my hallelujah belongs to you. Mm-hmm. That was all in my spirit. It was like, wow, you talk about a stirring up of a spirit, stirring up in my soul, stirring up in my faith. I mean, just overall, that was good stuff. That's like a car needing a jump from that battery needed to be, you know, restarted, reignited. That's that's what that did. Yeah, and brother, I heard it. I look forward to what God is getting ready to do with you 10 years later from that first CD. I already know God is getting ready to blow your mind and blow you up, and then go bless the masses in a fresh and new way. I just thank God for you, Brother Marcus. Ooh, I'm in the conference room trying not to go. I lose my mind in here. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, yes, Lord.
Amen. Hey, let me also say this. Do you know? I don't know if anybody else notices this, but God has a way of, even though we may not move as quickly as we should or do what we're supposed to do, like act on what he spoke, he still drops crumbs along the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still get phone calls to do this and to do that, and we want to do this with you. We want to bless you with this. We want to blah, blah, blah. But God still drops those crumbs. And so he's still saying, hey, I got your back. I'm here. I got you. You know, you just need to get up. And so I hope somebody else is looking at their own lives and saying, you know, I've been complacent, but God is still blessing me. God is still opening doors. God is still making a way, and understand that there will come a time that his grace and mercy will run out. So we can't just sit around and just wait for God to do something else, because God is not going to do it all.
Listen, honey, you better say that.
So thank you. It's Didi. I appreciate you, brother. And when you said people need to hear God's voice for themselves, it's so true. What are you listening to? And faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, not to wait for God to bless us, sitting there just waiting. He's already done it. We waiting on him. He's waiting on us. So I thank you. And you're right about the same old praise, the same old prayer. Put a praise on that thing. Put some faith on it. I sure needed to hear that to just remind me. You all in my business too, bruh, just so you know. I heard you, and I love you. And you're right about that's how you get lit for real. You get excited when you hear the word of God and you act on it. And, you know, not just getting excited, but get ignited so we get lit up and declare victory. So I love you, mighty man of God, and I agree with Bubbly. I can't wait to see what God, he's already blessing you, but what's next to come? Because you have been a blessing in my life, and I love you dearly. Thank you, brother.
I love you, too. See, now I'm talking more than I said I was going to, but I got to say this, too. Wow. Dee Dee, you just reminded me of something else. Hey, listen, y'all, for those of us who've been hurt before, hear this. Please hear this. Please hear this. Sometimes we can get hurt. Dion, you, oh, my God. Sometimes you can get hurt, right? You get hurt by some things that go on, and we live there.
Yeah.
And so instead of us getting up, brushing off, and walking out, you know, and moving on to the next thing, we live in that pain, and the pain holds us back. How many of us are being held back and not moving forward? We heard the sound, we heard the word, we got the message, we got excited, but we're still saying, but God, I'm hurt, and we still ain't walking forward. I'm not going to be that person no more, so that's all I want to say.
That's good stuff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me? Hey, this is Sabrina.
Hey.
Hey, Brother Marcus, you blessed me so this morning. I should be in my car and on Highway 4 right now, and I am still pacing in my living room. This morning was an odd morning for me. It necessitated, it was necessary for me to get up extra early this morning. So by the time you began declaring, I was already in my kitchen. And I realized after you started that it was necessary for me to be up, fully awake and alert so that I could hear what you had to say. I am super grateful for your gift on this morning. I'm glad that I'm not married yet, because by the time you got to the part about the sound, if God traced the sound of your lips, just what would he hear from the vibration of your sound? I literally screamed, Marcus, as I put my hand over my own mouth and tried to trace the words that came out of it on yesterday. I am going to be so mindful of everything that comes out of my mouth today simply because of that word. Thank you so much. It was the shake-up and the awakening that I needed. God bless you, brother.
Listen, if you got Sabrina to talk, you winning. So on
I'm
the
about heel, to shout.
Yeah, Lord, I'm trying to tell you, if Sabrina had that much to say, listen, baby, you said something. We're going to write this day down. That's a monument. So I'm going to, with that said, literally as Marcus was speaking, the Lord gave me an instruction. And this is for the call. If you notice, he talked about don't allow yourself to be the distraction or the disturbance that we hear while we're on the call with the shaking or the ordering of pancakes or the building a house or whatever it is that you do in the background. The Lord gave me a very specific instruction. From now on, when you pray for Josiah, I don't want you to say, Lord, heal Josiah. Josiah is already healed. We are literally anticipating the manifestation of it. So when you call out his name, you begin to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for healing him. Thank you for his testimony. Thank you for his life. Thank you, Lord God, for the fact that because of how you heal and deliver him, lives will be changed and minds will be made up to serve you and to trust you the more. That because of his illness, God, we thank you even for the affliction. It was good that I was afflicted. My baby, somebody was having a conversation last night. My baby got game face. You hear me? He told me last night before he went to sleep, he had got out of the bed to say his prayers and got on his knees, and he got back up in the bed. He said, amen, and I said, amen, with him. He said, Mama, you didn't get out the bed with me. I said, boy, I praise all day long. I just agreed with what you told the Lord right then. He said, Mama, you know, I'm finding I can't go to sleep until I pray. Mm. I can't rest. He said, and I was the other night, I went to sleep, and I remembered I did not say my prayers before I went to sleep. He said, and I got out of the bed and got on my knees, and he said, and as soon as I laid my head down on the pillow, immediately I went to sleep. And I said, God is establishing you so young. Honey, you don't have no choice but to preach the unmitigated, unadulterated word, gospel truth of our sovereign God. Your life was called to order by an affliction. Remember I said the answer is in the problem. Just don't forget, when you pray for my baby, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for his healing. We thank you for his deliverance, God. We thank you that you are a great and awesome God, that you are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Rapha. We appreciate, God, the miracles you do here on earth. So when you speak of my baby, please, ma'am, please, sir, speak of the miraculous healing that God has performed on his behalf.
Put Amen. A praise on that thing.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Amen.
And then get this. Anybody? I'm sorry. Anybody got something? Because I'm juiced. I'm,
I just want to say, Marcus, you already out.
Right.
You're already out, brother. I felt that. Hallelujah. 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 That word was for me too. Okay, because you know the Lord has been blessing me with. He has been blessing me with songs, but I've just been sitting on them. And I was like, this year, and coming in this year, the first thing that came to my mind is I need to shut out the voices, just, you know, to really shut down and start getting in tune with the Lord. But you know how you start off on with a big bang, and then you slowly, as the years start, you find yourself falling back into those same, back into that same mode, and it was just like like you rebooted me, recharged, like get back to the former assignment, and that's to shut up and shut down so God can speak into you. So thank you, brother, for speaking. But I heard you already out. You already out. I hear that. You know, it's nothing but going up from here. That's it. You're on your way up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Out thank and you. Up. Listen, out, then up. Hallelujah. That's good. That's good. Another real quick instruction going forward when we pray, even with the prayer request, we pray in thanks. We got to stop praying. And Lord, we lifting up so-and-so to you. Lord, heal them and deliver them. We pray in thanks in advance, and then we watch God do it. The other day, Monday, Tuesday, one of the days, I'm not sure, but Monday, I went to go see, I forgot about this praise report, y'all, please forgive me. I went to go see Tracy King in the hospital. When I got to the hospital, she was in a coma. Josiah and I went to go see her. And I went in the room. Tracy was absolutely incoherent, unresponsive. I couldn't get her to do anything. And I bent down in her ear, and the Lord gave me specifically what to say. And I got a phone call yesterday morning. She had been in a coma for about 13 days. I just need y'all to know she's awake. And yesterday I was able to tell
her. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And so the word says, miracle signs and wonders shall follow them that believe, not them who think maybe, not them who kind of sort of think you might, not them that say, well, you could if you wanted to, It ain't that season. It's the season of miracle signs and wonders shall follow them that believe, unwavering, unfaltering, unshattered, unshaken. And it is just an amazing thing to watch God be God when you give him permission to do and be himself. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. And with that said, I was able to tell Josiah the next morning, hey, Josiah, I say, you remember the lady we went to see yesterday? He said, yeah, mama. I said, guess what? He said, oh, she just up. She awake. I know. Honey, listen. Listen. Go ahead, Juju.
I was just going to say, you made me think about the fact that You know, I've heard that when a person's about to go out, that the last thing that's still functioning is the hearing. Isn't that amazing?
Yep, they hear.
They can hear you. The hearing's the last thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
Dion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
Jean. If I could, it's raining, and I can't run down Hilltop Drive, but I remember when I first found out about what was going on with Josiah, and I told you that Sunday at church, and as I was praising God, and I always share stuff with my pastor and his daughter, and Pastor Nutt, what you just did to Tracy King is what he said. You speak it, you know, like you said, oh, Lord, no doubt. You just speak life over that situation and begin to praise God for the manifestation, because it's already done. If I believe that, I'm not going, oh, Lord, if you heal him. No, Lord, I thank you for healing him and speak it as well. To this day, I just told you the other day, the same thing would happen when the doctors told us to make, arrangements for David. Y'all see David. I don't know how many of y'all see my gorgeous 23-year-old nephew that's modeling now. Fine as can be, working in his right mind, but the doctors have said not so. So I know God is real. I know he is. I spoke life over that boy laying in the ICU in Children's Hospital, and they said, oh, if he comes out of it, he's going to be a vegetable. There was not enough oxygen. His heart stopped. He has a defibrillator in him now. But look at God. I trust him.
Yeah. Bottom line. Bottom line.
No doubting. Can't doubt it. Those like. Thank you, Marcus, for that reminder. Touch and agree how we pray. It makes a difference.
Yes.
Not to doubt what you're asking for. Do we even believe it as we're speaking it? Please don't pray for me if you don't even believe for yourself. Please. I need somebody to trust God like I do.
Listen, honey. Yeah, Lord. That's good. That's good. Anybody else got something?
Good morning. It's Gail.
Hey.
At night. Hi. At night I have, I used to have problems really with a lot of things running in my mind before I went to sleep. And God usually speaks to me in my dreams. So what I started doing is playing the audio Bible in order to block out other distractions. And I noticed I stay up. Sometimes I think it would put me to sleep. But if I read the Bible, I notice I go to sleep. But if I listen, it clears my mind. And sometimes I don't go to sleep as fast as I normally would because the word is getting into me. And I let it keep going while I'm sleeping. So it gets into my subconscious, and it really blocks out the other distractions or the thoughts that I would normally have. And I get more of a peaceful sleep.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Anybody else? Are we talking about faith? I know it's not going to be silent. Anybody? Anybody got anything?
Yes, it's Sanajay.
I heard Sanajay,
yes.
And I heard two other folks. Who else?
For Carolyn.
Carolyn and who else? Go ahead, Sanajay and Carolyn in that order. Go ahead, Sanajay.
Just real short. I was listening, and I hear it.
That simple. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Go ahead, Sister Carolyn.
I'm so thankful. Thank you, Brother Marcus. Wow, for that word. Don't stop. Block it all out. Shut it all down. And get on in. I heard that process too about what has God heard me say, heard me and my lips moving. Am I trusting him as I walk it, as it's painful, but I'm listening. Thank you for that word on today. What a blessing. All y'all family, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Marcus. The message was for me. I hear you. I heard the sound.
I woke up this morning with this worldly sound in my ear and said, what is this worldly song coming in my ear? So my ears are listening. It's open. Thank you very much. Glory to God. Have a blessed day.
That's the warrior princess, honey. Yeah, Lord. Go ahead, warrior princess. You better declare it. Anybody else?
Well, I don't want to leave without saying something. I truly thank God. I thank Marcus. I thank you. I thank the Lord for you. I thank God for the message this morning. It touched my heart. I really enjoyed it, and I'm listening.
Hey, man. It's something else when your mama tell you, honey, you blessed me.
Right.
You blessed me. When your mama say you blessed me, you done did something. You hear me?
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Anybody else got anything?
See, well, let me tie this in just to the week's theme, because it's so important that we understand. You know, I love the scripture. Now, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It is so important that we align our faith with our focus, because then our focus to be great and mighty disciples, it just comes naturally. It just comes naturally. It doesn't, it's not forced, it's not pressed. It's just, it becomes your reality. And you got to have faith in order to share. Like, if I go to Nordstrom and I find some shoes for $20, that's normally $500, well, it's already proven that you can go to the store and get the same deal as long as they still have some in your size. But the reality is, because I've experienced that as true, it's easy for me to tell my homegirl, girl, I went to Nordstrom today, I got these shoes for $20. That are normally, I got some coach shoes for $25. Honey, listen, that Didi told me about TJ Maxx in Moraga. I think it was Moraga, and talking about some coach shoes for $25. Well, I don't know her to be a liar, so I can trust that I might be able to go to TJ Maxx and find something very similar. And that's the same thing with our discipling. That's the same thing with us sharing our faith. When you believe what's going on, it's easy to tell somebody, you can go find this same deal. You can go find this same Jesus. And the beautiful thing is, they don't never run out of your size in Jesus. You can always get you some Jesus. It's always going to be something to accommodate you in Christ. Hallelujah. Anybody else? So listen.
Good morning. So I'm bending over, getting ready to put my pants on, and the Lord dropped in my spirit, now faith.
Yeah.
As soon as you said it out your mouth, I was on my way to the phone to say just what you said.
Mhm.
So and I have a plaque in the back of my car that says faith. You know, some people think that's my name. But as long as me and God know what it's representation of, I'm good. I'm good. Brother Marcus, you did that.
Yeah, Lord.
You did that. You did that, my brother. Thank you. Uh-huh. Amen.
Ain't that all right?
That's all right.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Amen. Well, listen, I know if I don't know. Uh-oh, go ahead.
Quick, you know, just going back to this whole week, what comes to me is that you can't be a disciple if you don't listen. I just want to say that.
Yeah, that it would make it really, really difficult. I was in an interview yesterday, really to do what I do every day, all day. It just God worked it out some kind of way so that I'll be paid for it. He's why I like it. And one of the questions that the people asked me on the panel was, what is one of your greatest attributes? And I said, I think my greatest attribute is listening. And when you learn how to listen, and not just listen with your ears, but listen with your eyes, the eyes of your understanding, listen with your heart, and listen to what people do not say, it takes you a lot further. It helps you to assess the situation. So this morning, you start to really understand without a shadow of a doubt that not only, can I have a kiss? Okay, I love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Your listening strengthens everything around you. And I think that because the Lord heard our cry in advance, he loved us enough and he listened hard enough to know exactly what we needed and how we needed it. And so I'm just grateful to God this morning that he heard me. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. And then after you've done all of that, believe. Believe, believe. Because Emmanuel lives, I expect victory every time.
Amen.
So if there be nothing else, we'll give you back some time this morning. Go believing. Go and believe in such a way that sharing your faith is second nature when the opportunity presents itself. We absolutely have wives who wore this evening at 6 o'clock. That's with Sister Denise Smith. And if nothing else, we'll meet right back here tomorrow morning. Same bad station, same bad time. I love you, but I promise God loves you the most. Bye, guys. Go and grow in love and in faith. Be encouraged.
Yeah, thank you for being the vessel.
Oh,
love you.
Amen.
Have a good day, Brother Mark.
Love you guys.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.